Let me ask you this. Have you ever felt like you're chasing your goals, but deep down, you're not even sure if they're your goals? Maybe you followed the path that everyone else has laid out for you. School, career, relationships, who you should be with, what you should be like, what size your body should be, how tan you should be, how pale you should be, how you should talk, should you be loud, should you be outgoing, should you be reserved, should you want this, should you want that? Well, everyone wants that, why don't you? But you keep asking yourself, or maybe it's the lack of you asking yourself, what is it that I actually want in life? Today, I have built a clarity framework for you that will finally help you uncover what you truly want, so you can just stop second guessing and start moving towards your dream life with confidence. Doesn't that sound like kind of amazing? There is anything that I've learned coming out on social media and talking about things that I'm passionate about, which is finding your purpose, you know, goal setting, strategizing your life and grace and a whole bunch of things that fall under becoming your best self. It's that a lot of people don't even know what it is they actually want. And that's the thing that keeps them stuck. Because what are you working towards? Why are you trying to improve every day if you don't even know like what you're even running towards? In order to have an action plan, you need to have a goal. You need to have a vision in mind. And if every day you have the opportunity to be better and to go towards something, you better make sure that what you're going towards is what you actually want, so that you don't get there and realize that you wanted something that was totally different. By the end of this episode, you will know exactly how to filter out the noise, how to connect with your authentic desires, and walk away with a simple next step that is going to bring you closer to your higher self. And just trust me to watch this video through, or podcast, wherever you're watching, because there's one mindset shift that I'm going to share today that 90% of women overlook, and it changes everything once you apply it. Welcome back to The Creation of Her, where I help you close the gap between your current self and your higher self. And we talk about all areas of life, from productivity to consistency to femininity to all of the above, so that I can help you achieve that. That sounds like your vibe, and you're not already following or subscribed, definitely make sure to do that. Let's get into it. Step one, we're gonna need to clear the noise. I'm gonna need you to detox from everyone and everything around you so that you can have tunnel vision on. Before you can even know what you want, you have to release what isn't yours. You need to ask yourself, whose voice is this talking? When I think about the things that I want or the things I'm striving towards, is it my voice or is it somebody else's? Is it my parents? Is it society? Is it social media? Is it your friends? Is it your teachers? Maybe your classmates? I'm gonna be honest with you, you can watch or listen to this through and save it for later, save the work for later. That is totally fine. Watch this as many times as you need to. But if you're ready, having a pen and a paper or your notes app open will be extremely helpful so that we can just get through this right now. And if not, I want you to think with me at least mentally. So to clear the noise, I want you to do this quick exercise. Write down your top three goals. And now I'm gonna do a mock version with you. So let's say mine is to hit 1 million subscribers on YouTube, to lose 15 pounds, and to come out with my course about finding your purpose. Now, next to each goal, I want you to write down where that goal came from. So for example, the 1 million subscribers, I'm not entirely sure that that came from me. I mean, it would be a cool goal, but is it something that I'm like absolutely have this burning desire for? Honestly, no. I think it came more from watching lots of YouTubers and watching content creators and stuff, and that being their goal. So that kind of came from me thinking that that needs to be my goal too. But in reality, is that what I really care about? Is that my real goal, or is my real goal to reach and touch people and change at least 1 to 5 people's lives? So I'm gonna say the 1 million goal is more from social media. And the next goal, to lose 15 pounds, now this is a very new thing that I had to come to terms with recently. That did not come from me. I actually can learn to be content with my body in its different stages of life. And now with all the skinny culture going on and everything, I am almost 95% sure that that goal also came from society. And what my real goal is to feel healthy, to move in a way that makes me feel good, to eat in a way that makes me feel good, so that I can wake up with good energy, so that I can be creative and live in a healthy vessel to live my life. That's my real goal. And the third one, which is to come out with my course on finding your purpose, that one is mine, because my real goal is to help people and also live an abundant life myself, so I can earn income while helping people, and that sounds amazing to me. So write down your top three goals, those things that come to your mind. Like, don't even overthink it. Just be like, oh, these three things, I know I think about them a lot. I think about achieving them a lot. I'm working towards them. And I personally think that my life would be a lot better if I achieved these three goals. Next to each of those three goals, write down where they came from. If it's not from you, cross it out. And you can brain dump as many different goals or achievements you want to have and decipher whether they're from you or not. And maybe you tweak the wording, like how I did with the whole 15 pounds thing. I changed it from wanting to lose 15 pounds to actually being healthy and having good energy and eating and moving in a way way that makes me feel good, you can change things so that they're more tailored to your actual desires. If nobody else existed on planet Earth, if you were the only person in this world, what would your goals be so that you're actually living for you and not for someone else? You're immediately going to start to see what's weighing on you that doesn't even belong to you. Step number two is to connect to your desires. This is one of my favorite prompts, and I revisit it from time to time because it's such like a freeing prompt. But I want you to either ask yourself, or even better, write down, if no one judged me and I couldn't fail, what would I do? And really, really think about it and just be honest with yourself and let yourself write freely. If judgment wasn't even a concept, if no one even had the ability to judge you and failure wasn't an option, you would just be successful at anything. What would you do? Like, seriously, what would you do? As humans, I'm not gonna lie, this prompt, especially the first times I did it, it's kind of hard because you get used to having that like in the box thinking, or your limiting beliefs are popping up. But just this one time, I'm giving you permission to think out the factor of judgment and without the factor of failure. Just let your brain be free and think out of the box for once. Let your brain write those desires past your limiting beliefs. What would you do if that was the case? And when you're writing and when you're thinking, I want you to look at all of the different areas of life: career, love, lifestyle, health, money, self-expression, even down to how you wear your makeup, how you do your hair, how you dress, how you speak, how you carry yourself. Are your shoulders back or not? Highlight the things that make you feel expansive. Highlight the things that make you feel heavy. And I'm going to give you a tip. Your desires are often going to feel playful, exciting, or even like too much. They might even scare you a bit. That's how you know that it's yours. Step three, I want you to identify your North Star, let's call it. Out of everything you wrote, I want you to circle just the one thing that would make everything else easier or even unnecessary if it were true. That is your North Star right now. Maybe not forever, but for this season of your life, that is your North Star. Your North Star might look like freedom. And if that's your case, then your career, your money, and your lifestyle decisions must be aligned with freedom. Obviously, there's like nobody else in the room right now, so I can only speak for me in order for me to help you. But one of my biggest things is location freedom. If you have been following me for a while, you know I have been Miss Worldwide. Like, I love traveling. I was living abroad for 3 years, and I need to know that I have the freedom to get up and go whenever I want. But that is just me personally. That doesn't need to have logic behind it or any rhyme or reason. It's just what lights me up, and that's okay. And do other people necessarily want me to? No. In fact, when I was moving all the way from Boston to London, my mom back in Miami was flipping out. She was like, you can't, you're gonna be too far from me, I just stay in Boston. I could not listen to her. I had to live my life. I easily could have listened to her and stayed, but I would have missed out on so many experiences. Oh my gosh, I'm getting on a tangent now. But my point is, if one of my biggest things, if my North Star is freedom, and specifically location freedom, I need to make sure that my career aligns with that, which it does. My career is completely, or for the most part, online. And on top of that, it's making me enough money for me to be able to move across the world or travel when I want to. And that my lifestyle also aligns with that. So I can't have, like, for example, I can't be in some kind of sport that ties me down to a city, or be super, super tied to one friend group, because then it just would not be aligned with my North Star. Understood? Understood. Step number four, we're gonna have to turn that desire into action. Your big grand desires are only going to come to fruition through your small daily choices. And take it from me, trying to do anything big and grand and cold turkey all at once kind of just always backfires and puts you like 100 steps behind where you were initially. It is the small habits, the small changes, the small action steps you make every single day that are going to add up to your big desire. Every single day, instead of just having this big grand plan, this super long morning routine and like 100 task to-do list, which is gonna leave you burnt out in the end, if you can get into a habit of just waking up every single day and asking yourself, what is one thing I can do today that aligns with my North Star? You don't have to call it North Star. You can call it my big desire or whatever your goal is. If you can just answer that question every day and like actually do it, you are going to be way ahead than you would have ever been if you just try to bombard yourself or not do anything at all and just think about it and think about it and think about it. If it helps you, I have like a mini whiteboard that I literally got from the dollar store, or you can get a flashcard or a post-it note and write that question down. What is one thing I can do today that aligns with my North Star? And put that somewhere where you're going to see it every single day, preferably in the morning. That could be your vanity, your bathroom, your mirror, your door. Make sure you're seeing it every single day and you're answering it and you're doing it. That one priority, that one thing that moves the needle is the thing that can change your life. And a lot of people don't understand that. You need to focus on the one thing that is going to move the needle the most that you are going to do today. Not the thing you're going to do tomorrow or next week, but today. And don't wear yourself too thin. Do what matters. This is your life. And this is what's going to build momentum and also rewire your brain to trust itself, to trust that you're going to do the things that you say you're going to do. Because when you give yourself way too much or nothing at all, you're not giving yourself the opportunity to build that trust. And if you want to get that it is that you really want, you need that trust within yourself. And that comes from keeping that one promise to yourself every single day, or at least the majority of the days. And keep track. If you want, every single day, you can get out your journal, get out a piece of paper, write it on your notes app, and you answer that question every single day. Every single day you can date it, and then you can have that question there and you answer that question. The thing I'm doing today that is going to move me closer to my North Star is XYZ. And then you can put a little check mark emoji or a little check mark when you do it every single day. That is one simple way to keep yourself accountable, to build that habit of writing down what that one thing is, and to show to yourself that you did that thing every single day. The more you act in alignment, the more you show up, the clearer your path is going to become. And lastly, step number 5, we're at the end. This is the thing that I told you a lot of women overlook, and your life will change if you genuinely apply it. Step number 5 is the permission slip. I need you to remember that what you want is allowed. I don't know what you call it. I don't know if you call it God. I don't know if you call it the universe. I don't know if you call it source. Personally, I will use God. But what I do know is that God never desire in your heart that you did not have the ability to carry out. I'm sorry, it just doesn't exist. It doesn't. Whatever you truly want, whatever you know truly lights you up, that thing that you think about, that thing that you long for, it's yours. And you have the ability to do it. Ask for the tools, ask for the guidance, ask for the wisdom, and know that you're allowed to have. Listen to me when I say this. So many women stay stuck because they wait for permission from the world. Today, your permission slip is not going to come from me. It's going to come from you. Give yourself permission to have what you want. Give yourself permission to go after what you desire. Give yourself permission to stop self-sabotaging yourself by staying stuck in cycles that are no longer serving you, by overloading your to-do list, by overloading your life as a way to avoid what it is that you know you truly want, but you're too scared to call in. Give yourself permission to let that go. Give yourself permission to do that one thing that is going to push you closer every day. Give yourself permission to be gentle so that you can actually see results and actually build momentum over time. There is no waiting for permission. No one is handing it to you. No one's giving it to you. You need to realize that that permission is going to come from you and you alone. Now, obviously, if you're open to sharing, I want to know what your North Star is. I want to know what you came up with, what you realized is the thing that you truly want. And it might be multiple things, and I'd love to hear about them. So definitely, if you want to share with everyone else, comment it below. If not, feel free to DM me on Instagram, on TikTok. I answer everything if I see them, and I will usually get to you at some point, and I usually end up seeing them. So I will get to you. I love when you guys talk to me. I love when you guys engage. You like this video, obviously, like it. If you're watching on YouTube, if not, whether you're watching on YouTube, on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify Podcasts, share this episode with somebody who you think might benefit from it. And also share not only with us and with me what your North Star is, but also share with them what your North Star is. Because I promise you, putting it out there is the first step to making it real. And if you love this episode, you might also want to check out my episode on how to build your morning routine. That's something that you feel like you're missing and that might ground you more, because it connects to building daily habits around your desires. Obviously, remember that that version of you that has everything that you want, she already exists. The only difference between you and her are the choices that you make every single day. So what is one thing that you're choosing today? Think about it, and I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.